let's sing about the victory we have in Jesus.
Sing now.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning, and I repeated of my
this evening. Do you like that song, Mountain Mover? Amen. Shiloh does a great job on that. That's, what is that? That soft, what was that word I was looking for this morning? That's what we call a soft opening, which means next Sunday morning you'll hear it again. Amen. The Lord's be willing. That's a great song. She does a wonderful job on it. There's just something about knowing that God has moved some mountains in our way, in our life. Amen? And you may have a mountain standing in front of you. Well, my God is a mountain. I almost want to sing it again right now. But we'll try and hold off till next Sunday morning. But please be much in prayer for the choir. We got a choir member back this evening. We praise the Lord for that. And we're just looking forward to what the Lord... Amen. Yeah. David's going to come right here in a few moments and sing a song for us. And then we got a special this evening. And we're looking forward to that. And Brother Eddie's going to sing a song for us tonight as well. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Praise Him. And it's been a great day today at the COU. I know they had a great speaker in there, my understanding. And I'm sure that was a great time for the ladies this afternoon. And the guys had a meeting as well. And it's just, it's good to be about the Father's business. Amen. He's been so good to us. And we just want to let Him know that we love Him and let Him know that we're here to praise Him tonight. And we do have some victory in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And so let's go to Him again in a word of prayer. Please remember all the prayer requests that were mentioned this morning, especially Miss Ruby Harper going through a very difficult time. We want to continue to pray for Brother David Henderson. And I pray the Lord to continue to have His hand upon him. And I pray that He'll keep Miss Glenda safe from that. And again, but there's a lot of folks going through some hard times. And we want to lift them up in prayer. So let's go to Him tonight in a word of prayer and ask Him just to be with us. And just have His hand upon the service. Pray for Pastor tonight as he brings our message. Father, we love You and we praise You. Lord, we're thankful, Lord, for the opportunity, the help, the strength, and the desire to be in Your house tonight. Lord, thank You for everything that has gone on here today at Calvary. Lord, it's exciting, Lord, to see people. Lord, I understand there were 18 ladies in the CLU meeting this afternoon. Lord, what a blessing that is. Lord, we're thankful tonight for folks able to be here in the service and some that are on, Lord, the Facebook. And Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, we pray that you would just, again, be with us and, Lord, touch our pastor and speak through him what we need to hear. And God, I pray that you'd bless the offering, both the gift and the giver. Lord, be with those, again, that are going through some difficult times. Bless in the service tonight. We'll praise you and we'll thank you for it all in Jesus' name.
the anchor still holds. Though the ship is battered, the anchor holds. Though the sails are torn,
know this song, go ahead and sing along with me. You're more than welcome. I've been on my way to heaven for a long, long time, and many things have happened that's crowded up my mind. But I am more determined to walk the narrow way. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. There's a golden street to walk upon, the bell I'm gonna ring. A brand new angel in the choir, I wanna hear her sing. There'll be a lot of friends awaiting when I walk through that gate. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. Well, I've been through lonesome valleys, and I've climbed the highest hills, and I've known the joy of living in the center of God's will. I've watched the angels come and take my loved ones home to stay. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. There's a golden street to walk upon, the bell I'm gonna ring. A brand new angel in the choir, I wanna hear her sing. There'll be a lot of friends awaiting when I walk through that gate. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. Yes, I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday.
Oh, so good to be here tonight. Thank you, Brother Eddie. Hear Brother Eddie play again, and of course that was someone else's request tonight, maybe you, Brother Allen, someone. So appreciate that. Wanted to make mention of this. We have thank you tracks down to my right and to your left up front here, And these are tracks that, of course, on the back it has a tip chart and has our church name, address, phone number, web page, and the plan of salvation on the inside. I believe that's right. And Miss Lee Ellen had these made. And I want to encourage you to pick some up. So when you go eat, you can know how to tip. And you can give them a tip by telling them how to get to heaven. And so appreciate that, Miss Lee Ellen, taking that upon yourself to do that. What a blessing. What a blessing. All right. Take your Bibles tonight. Book of Hebrews, chapter number 6, in verse 1. We'll get there. We'll get there here shortly. Hebrews, chapter number 6, is going to be our starting point tonight when we begin reading. I do want to kind of refresh from this morning just for a moment. And then we'll begin to conclude the message. Let's pray and ask God to bless the reading and the preaching of His Word one more time. Father, we love You tonight. We thank You. Lord, I pray that You'd breathe upon us. Lord, breathe upon us so that we can communicate what's in our heart. God, I pray that our faith will be increased. That's how it's increased according to the Bible, is by the Bible. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And Lord, while it's a Sunday night at church and we've been busy all day here, Lord, help us stay awake as You commanded the inner three, the inner circle in the Garden of Gethsemane. Just one more hour, while we look over these verses. Probably less than that. We love You and we thank You tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning we began to look at a subject entitled, When Our Experience Runs Out, or When Experience Runs Out. And we said that, used the illustration that when we come into this world physically as babies, We come inexperienced. And so that's why we cried all the time. When we were hungry, we cried. When we couldn't sleep, we cried. We cried when we wanted to use the bathroom as babies. And so we were inexperienced as babes. But after we grew some, got a little age on us, and learned some things, and experienced some things, that experience silenced the tears. We knew that eventually we would eat. We knew that we were eventually going to go to sleep, and we learned that the bathroom was for our advantage. And so, as a baby coming into this world, we came inexperienced but graduated to experience. In like manner, we mentioned that spiritually, when we got saved, that we started with no experience at all in the walk of faith. And so we struggled badly. And until we gained some experience as a child of God and God being our Father, we learned that God is our provider. He's our protector, sustainer, comforter, guide, and friend. And learning these things helped us, continues to help us with our struggles as believers as we progress in our walk. I asked a question about this time in the introduction this morning, and it was a rhetorical question. I'm not asking for a response, just trying to make a point. And that question is, what do we do when our experience runs out? What do we do when we're doing something for the first time? And so that's how we started this morning. I did say that we live life, we gain experience, then we face, we live life, we gain experience, then we were faced with some of the same things or in a similar fashion. And because of that last experience, and knowing that God sought us through that and saw us through that, there's hope in our hearts and we're comforted by that. Romans 5 and verse number 5, verse 1 through 4, in fact, explains that. But again, what do we do when our experience runs out? When we're doing something, when we're challenged with something for the first time? Brother Justin, I've never been here before. I've never been to this crossroads financially. Never been to this crossroads in my marriage, or I've never lost a job. What do I do? Well, it really doesn't demand a response because we know where to seek the Lord and do those things. But the message this morning started on a very practical level, and that is just trying to walk our way through some things that would help with what we know we ought to do already. Number one, we talked about this morning, we are to reevaluate our life when experience runs out. When experience runs out and we're in a foreign place in our life, it could be the correcting hand of God. We looked at Psalm 119, verse 67. David said, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray." And we tried to emphasize the story of Jonah, how that he was living in disobedience and did not fulfill what God wanted him to do at first. And we know that because of him being on that ship, even the mariners were afraid. His storm affected others. And we know that Jonah went and hid. We know that he was cast overboard. But then, glory be to God tonight, we praise the Lord that he had that whale prepared. And it saved Jonah, because I think Jonah was done with Jonah, but God wasn't done with Jonah. And so we serve a God of second chances. And so when we reevaluate our life to see where we're at, why we're going through what we're going through, our experience has failed, we have no more to lean upon. It could be because of the correcting hand of God, or it can be the refining hand of God. There was a time when Job 23, verse 10, where Job tried to track the Lord down, so to speak. He said, "I looked on my left where I know he works. He's not there. When I look on the right, he's not there." He says, "I just don't know where he's at. But this I do know. He knows my name. He knows me. He knows where I'm at." And so we know that Job was being refined. 1 Peter 4:12 speaks of the things taking place in our life that may seem strange. And Peter tells us to think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try us, as though some strange thing happened unto us. He goes on in chapter number 5, and I believe it's around verse number 8 or 9. He tells us that the things we're going through, the same are accomplished in our brethren that are in the world. The devil wants you and I to feel isolated. He wants you and I to feel like that nobody is going through or has ever been through what we're going through. But you see, when you're in a trial or a time of adversity and things aren't well, that's how it feels. It just feels like you can't even recognize the ground under your feet. Everything is so foreign. And so that's where we stop this morning. When it comes to the subject of when experience runs out, number one, we are to reevaluate our life. Is it the correcting hand of God or the refining hand of God? These two are cousins with one another. Number two tonight, not only we're to reevaluate our life when experience runs out, but number two, we are to return to the basics when experience runs out. You say, what do you mean basics? Well, I mean those fundamental principles of God's Word. Now, we're here in Hebrews. Notice if you would, we're in Hebrews 6. Notice if you would in verse 1. the writer says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. Verse number 1 tells us to leave those first principles and go on to perfection. If you go back in chapter number 5 and you look in verse number 12, this thought was brewing there. And he says in verse number 12 of chapter 5, For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. So he's saying that there were some that should be eating and feasting upon the deeper things of God, but because of their spiritual immaturity, the doctrine of baptism, the doctrine of salvation, those were sufficing for that, their spiritual appetite. They were still on the milk of the word. And so chapter 6 and verse number 1 encourages us to leave those first principles and get into the deeper things, get into the deeper truths of God's word. Not abandon those first principles, not render them useless or less important, but move on and work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Get to know Jesus in His scriptures. Get to know Jesus in life experiences. But I said number 2 is return to the basics. And while there's scripture that says, this verse tells us to leave and go on, there are times I do feel we need to return back to the basics. There's times when our experience runs out and we're trying to put together what's going on. We're trying to make sense out of our dilemma. We're trying to just get some kind of answer, some kind of direction in our life. And sometimes we're thinking so hard about it basically, we're getting inside our own head. Have you ever been inside your own head and Lord, I got to sit down a minute. I need to go to sleep. I'm inside my own head. Everything, I'm confused about everything. Have you ever been there before? I've been there before. I try to stay out of that place of getting inside my own head. But the basic fundamental principles, when your experience runs out and you don't know what to do, return there. Go back to even your first works. That's what John said to the church of Ephesus, those that left their first love, to return to your first love. And notice in that letter, he didn't say lost your first love. He just said left. That's a good study right there. And tonight we're to return to the basics. When experience runs out, you say, Brother Justin, what are the basics? What are those foundational principles of God's word? Well, here in verse number 1, also chapter 5 and verse number 12, some commentators indicate those first principles may have to do with the Old Testament shadows that are given of the Messiah and things in the New Testament. Other commentators say, well, that's just the plain doctrine of the Bible. And so we'll go with that. The first principles of the doctrine of God and His Word, and the things we need to return to, number 1, is just trust in God. Trust in God. When your experience runs its course and you don't know what to do, trust Him. What else can you do? Trust is when we place all of our faith, we are simply trusting in the total reliability of another. is one definition of trust. Now, if I were to meet with someone tomorrow at 12 o'clock for lunch at McAllister's, and I say, so meet me here for lunch, 12 o'clock, McAllister's. But they've had a record of never showing up on time or not showing up at all. I'd be kind of leery of meeting them at 12 o'clock tomorrow at McAllister's. In the back of my head, I've already got this inside conversation with myself done. They're either going to be really late or they're not going to show up at all. So I'm going to do my part and show up. But can I say that the reliability that person has is not reliable at all? But when it comes to Jesus and his economy, he's always going to do what he says he's going to do. We can place our trust in the total reliability of Jesus. And I believe tonight one of the most basic fundamentals of the Christian faith is that of trust. Placing our faith in God. Placing our faith in God's plan he has for our life. What good is it going to do if we're sitting there and worrying and fretting and running our thumbs like this, can't sleep at night and can't figure out what's going on, we don't know what to do next? What do you do? What good is it to do to just be consumed with anxiety, fear, and worry? Been there and done that. And I know some of you have too, probably everybody in here. And so at the end of the day, it's always the same answer when you can't figure it out. When you're tired of dealing with it and there's no peace or contentment in this process, you cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. One of the most basic fundamentals there is in the Word of God is that of trust. That of trust. And not only that, but what about obedience? Obedience. When experience runs out, remain obedient. When you don't know what to do, remain obedient. And that is, through obedience, we keep moving forward, whether we feel like it or not. Obedience keeps us on the track. The right track. What about surrender? Surrender. The Bible talks about surrendering to the leadership of Jesus. Letting him have the preeminence in our life. First place. Does Jesus have first place in our life when our experience runs out? Maybe we ought to try doing that and it should help. Surrender. It's giving up our control. Giving him first place. Not second place. And then what about contentment? Returning to this element of contentment. Christ is our contentment. David said in Psalm 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And listen, tonight we're saying these things because I feel they genuinely will help us get to a place of better understanding when we get to a place where our experience runs out and we don't know what to do. Return to the basics. Now again, Hebrews 6:1 tells us to go on unto perfection. But at the same time, there's a time and place to return to those first principles of the doctrine of Christ. So we see trust, obedience, surrender. There's many, many more. There's contentment. There's prayer. Prayer ought to be our first destination, not our last attempt. Bible study, etc. All of those things compiled together is a good way to start on your road back to where you need to be or where you want to go, trying to figure out what's going on in your life. When experience runs out, then we return to the basics and repeat. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it just gets plain as day. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he'll direct your steps or your paths. That's the long and short of it tonight. When your experience runs out and you've never been here before, you've lost a job. I said the same things over and over, it feels like. You get that old ugly phone call. Things are changing rapidly. What do you do? You trust in him. What else are you going to do? I love what Charles Stanley used to say. Now I've got to go back to YouTube and find the video since he's retired from pastoring. He says, trust the Lord with your ship, and even if it sinks, it's still his responsibility. Something along those lines anyway. Trust. Obey. Like the old hymn says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Brother Justin, are you going to fret and worry tomorrow morning about things in your life? And listen, I've got things that need to be answered. But I'm not going to fret. I'm not going to worry. What I'm going to do is wake up in the morning thinking, God, I have a brand new day. And number two, I'm going to say, Lord, direct these feet, pick them up and sit them down where I should go. This day is too large for me. The problems are too large. And I want to be responsible and mature about every single one of them. And so, God, I trust and I obey you the best I very can. The best that I can. I trust and obey you. I surrender, Lord. You're my contentment. You're my peace. I pray. I read my Bible. Tonight, when it comes to knowing what to do when our experience runs out, that's the best that I can say in point number two, and that is just return to the basics. Return to the basics. In Psalm 37, I believe it's verse 1 through 4, something like that, David talks about some basic things. He says to delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. He talks about resting in those verses. He talks about abiding basically in those verses, staying with Jesus, allowing him to be your contentment. In fact, in verse number 2, I believe it is, he talks about fret not thyself against those that are evildoers. Maybe that's verse 1. Verse 2 talks about resting in the Lord, and so shalt thou verily be fed. Which simply means if we keep him first and return to those elementary things that we learned back in Sunday school, later in life, those things can still direct and still guide. And so tonight, we see that we're to return to the basics. Let me mention one more thing. Reevaluate your life when experience runs out. Return to the basics when experience runs out. But then recognize God's presence when experience runs out. Although at times our experience runs out, always remember this. The presence of Jesus being in your life. Jesus is present with you. I know these are elementary things. These are simple and practical. But that's what helps tonight. Number one, Jesus, about his presence, went before us. Chapter 12, verse number 2, I'll give it to you. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher. He blazed the trail that we're on tonight. He started our walk of faith and he ended our walk of faith. Look, so therefore we're to look unto him. I said many times the illustration of the horse blinders. Man, when they're racing, they have those blinders on. They're not to look, they're to be protected to look to the left or to the right. But just to look straight on, so they have the blinders on. I believe it's Proverbs chapter number 4 and the verse number 25 near the end of the chapter tells us to not look to the right hand nor to the left hand, but to stay straight on walking. And so we see, he says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So tonight, he blazed the trail. Jesus went before us. Recognize the presence of God in our life. When experience runs out, know that there is one experienced navigator that will aid us, guide us, and direct us every step of the way when you don't know what to do. Jesus feels our pain. Hebrews 4:15. You know the verse there. We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Goes on and talks about let us approach him in that throne room of grace, that we may find grace to help in time of need. Jesus feels our pain. Jesus is with us, Hebrews 13:5. That's an ultimate blessing tonight. He is just with us. Every step of the way, there's a song on the radio. It's been on the radio, Christian radio station, J93.3. I don't know, I guess maybe earlier last year. Lily was starting her last year in middle school, high school now. Got a high schooler, Brother Brian. Got a high schooler. Come and counsel me. Charisse, high school. Many others in high school. But there was a particular song one morning that came on, and the gist of it and the main chorus was Every Step of the Way. Some of you may have heard it. I'm not going to sing it. I mean, I'm tired of Sunday night, but I'm not going to sing it. Every step of the way. Every step of the way, He'll be there with you. Every step of the way, He'll protect you. Acknowledge Him in your life every step of the way. I told Lily, I said, honey, I'll be with you every step of the way. And listen, as a dad, and you experience things as a dad, as they grow and go through these grades, it gets emotional. So I'm not going to sing, I'm not going to cry either. I was tempted to cry just then. But every step of the way, I'm going to be with her. Her mother's going to be with her. 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. College, hopefully. Every step of the way, even after she meets someone and then she gets married and has 12 kids, so she knows what it's like. I really didn't mean that. Some kids. Because she's going to know what it's like having a kid one day. Even then, when she's older and has her own family, when she needs me, I'll be there for her every step of the way. Can I say that Jesus is with us every step of the way? From the time we accept Him as Savior and we start to grow, we don't know no better. We drop the ball, we fumble, we come to Him, forgive us, Lord. set us aright again. Let there be no cloud in our relationship. He does it. We love Him more. This happens. We grow 20, 30 years down the road. Still needing His help. Guess what? He's there. And then one day, if God grants it, that I be a senior citizen and I feel things in my body and I start to break down and I start having thoughts, more thoughts about eternity. I know I'm going to heaven, but I'm not thinking about it as much. I know when I die, I'm going to heaven. I'm not thinking about it tonight. But maybe when I get up in age, I may think about it a little more. And God knows how to deal with those emotions then. And He knows how to help me then when I'm losing all my hair and I can't walk. Huh? I heard a scruffle. Every step of the way. See, tonight we are His children. And I know some of this is just milk to a lot, but to me tonight it's meat, because the most simplest truths in God's Word can help the soul. He is with us every step of the way. And so tonight, if you're experiencing something for the very first time, just know when He became your Father, it wasn't just till you reached an age and He would get you out of the nest and you're on your own, like we do as parents here would do at those times. But He is with you even tonight, where you're at, what you're going through, what you're experiencing, whether it's a Red Sea, whether it's bitter waters, doesn't matter. He's here. He's with you. And tonight, my third point is just to recognize God's presence. Recognize His presence. When experience runs out, recognize Jesus went before us. He feels our pain. He's with us. He is in us. And He is for us. When our experience runs out, listen to this and I'm done. When our experience runs out, It doesn't dictate. When our experience runs out, it doesn't dictate what God is doing or what He can do. It doesn't dictate. Just because we've never been to where we're at before doesn't mean God doesn't know how to deal with it. Every step of the way, He's with us. Tonight, that's the message. When experience runs out, we reevaluate our life, return to the basics, and recognize God's promise. Presence. Father, we love You. We thank You. Thank You for today. Thank You for a church, Lord, that is all in. Been here all day. And God, I know You've blessed. Thank You for this morning. Thank You for this afternoon, Lord. Thank You, oh God, for even tonight and the meetings and the message. I pray that if there's someone here that needs to come, let them come tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.